All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We got a big show going, so why don't we start with the carryout? Here are today's top stories. FBI Director James Comey says he feels mildly nauseous. That's how I feel all the time. To think that he affected the presidential election and its outcome, but he stands by the idea that he had to act because otherwise he'd be concealing or covering up information and he didn't want to be accused of holding on to said information. I know it's political and it doesn't help that Hillary Clinton is saying as much, but in the hopes of being objective, it sounds like Comey did exactly what he was supposed to do, right? I mean, what would you want from a sitting FBI director? Because imagine if he didn't release that information and it came out after Clinton was elected president, like right now. Ugh. Let's talk about mildly nauseous. We'd be majorly nauseous. Because as we know, there's nothing worse than a cover-up. Russia. So as long as he sticks to that script, Comey, hey, he's my homie. I think he's doing a good job. Look at that, huh? We got a positive spin right at the top of the carryout. Former President Barack Obama was in Chicago today to unveil the Obama Presidential Center because calling it the Obama Library, so 2008. It'll be, quote, transformational for the Jackson Park community. It'll house all of the president's important papers, his posters, damaged microphones that he's dropped along the way. Also, no word what the speaking fee was for today's event. $250,000, $300,000, something in that area. I mean, come on. He doesn't do PowerPoint for free, people. He's a former president. They get paid. Tomorrow's shaping up to be a big day on Capitol Hill. Not only does it look like Congress will vote on a new health care plan, a plan that is more unpopular than the last unpopular attempt to replace the very unpopular Obamacare. Ugh. Just saying that, my head hurts. Wait, I take that back. Darn it, too late. Darn it, now headaches are my pre-existing condition. Darn it. Gonna watch what you say. Ah! But not only that, the president is expected to sign a new executive order for religious liberty. Yep, here we go. This is to provide protections for those who want to discriminate against LGBTQ people based on their religion, their faith. So, example, if you don't want to cater a gay wedding, you'll be protected against their protections for equal rights. Wait, let me think about, how do I say this? Another example. If you think that the person that you're serving is gay, then they shouldn't eat at your restaurant counter. No, you know what? I know. You own a water fountain, and you have the right to make gay and lesbians drink from a different water. You know, again, my head hurts. No! Ah! Gotta stop saying that! The worst part about this executive order is that many pastors and religious leaders have come forward saying, no, don't do that! Don't! Because the idea of discrimination against of any kind, it goes against most of the people that are practicing religion. So, if you understand, you understand, right? Am I the only one that doesn't understand? I don't want to say it. My head. The executive order would also let not-for-profit churches advocate for politics. Up to now, the Johnson Amendment said church and state would be separate. But today, well, they're actively hitting each other up on Tinder. So get ready for political rallies at the old mega churches. Which could be fun because they always have local rock bands, and there's nothing better than church with a local rock band, right? I love that the big local political fight today, with all that's going on in Congress and on Capitol Hill, the big local political fight is over the Thompson Center. We're so divided that our politicians can't agree on how to hate that building more. Emanuel says no to Governor Rauner about selling the building unless the new owners take care of the subway station underneath. I don't know about you, but if I were a developer, sold, right? I'd raise the building and I'd make a Bruce Wayne-like condo and then have an L-stop in the basement like your Batman. That'd be the best condo ever. Better than a laundry rec room, right, that you'd never use. I'd say you could tear everything down in that building except you got to keep the food court. They got a kick-ass Arby's in there. Yeah, you got to keep the food court. In weather, hey, didn't rain today, right? Did it not rain everywhere? Really, no rain? All right. I feel like we have Stockholm Syndrome. No rain? Oh, bummer. We love the rain. Please come back, rain. The sun's just gross. So hot. In sports, the Bulls brass had their annual postseason press conference to point at the banners in the UC rafters. Remember those? Remember how good we used to be? Gar Forman and John Paxson spoke to the media and essentially said, hey, we like where we're going. No changes. First 10 reporters to leave get a free taco. So after the Bulls barely made the playoffs and then exited in the first round, the Bulls decide to bring everybody back. Wade, Rondo, Fred, Gar, Nikola, Benny the Bull, the Blues Brothers, the T-shirt gun shooters, the Lovables, and the Fatables. They all get to come back. Bring them all back. The only way out for the Chicago Bulls is if they make a trade for Jimmy Butler, right? If they trade away the superstar. Because then you bring in some youngsters and you go all 1999. Remember that? And I'm not talking Tyson Chandler, Eddie Curry. I'm talking the year before that, when they kind of still had Tony Kukoc for a month. Remember that? That was a bad team, right? Elton Brand, Daniel Marshall style. That's what we need from the Chicago Bulls 2018. The Cubs and the Sox rebounded last night. They both hope to keep it going tonight in their respective series. Phillies and Royals, some old school teams. Who's on the Phillies these days? Ryan Howard still there? Mike Schmidt? Is Mike Schmidt still playing? Bake McBride? How about the Royals? Jim Eisenreich still on the Royals? God, I love that dude. Better, no, I didn't love that dude. I loved his baseball card. Being like, Eisenreich, wow, 9 homers, 80 RBIs. That's strong. It's unique. Tonight, Hayward's in center for the Cubs. Both games just started. Hopefully another homer for Schwarbs. And on the south side, Jose Quintana, heating up, right? 8 innings. Whew. Shutout ball yesterday. 2 more starts like that. We'll be doing a segment on the haul we got in the trade with the Astros, right? Also, Avi Garcia leads the AL in hitting. Wow, he's a .252 career hitter, sitting .368. Also, did you see yesterday that Chris Sale threw behind Manny Machado, the Orioles? This after the Orioles hit Mookie Betts of the Red Sox the night before. Two things here. One of these teams like West Side Gangs. Enough with the retaliation for a questionable slide 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And second, how does Sale not get thrown out of the game for that, for throwing a fastball behind somebody? It was pretty obvious. But I guess Sale's an all-star, and all-stars get warnings. But he might get suspended, which is really, in baseball, it's a nice little vacation. It's a break. One start. This backs up the assertion that the only option the Bears had to draft Trubisky had to happen because the jersey sellers, the biggest of the NFL, came out for 2016. And the only Bear on the list, and he was in the deep 40s, was Alshon Jeffrey. So that leaves the Bears with no real marketable star. So let's face it, you weren't going out and you weren't getting the Cam Meredith jersey this summer, right? So you got to get a different one. Maybe get the Cody Whitehair. I mean, we need better jersey sale and we need way more local commercials. Personally, I can't wait for the Mitch Trubisky Dodge up on Grand Avenue. Hey, come on out. We got the brand new Dodge minivan. Third and long. Third and long. It's got 7 seats. I don't know, something like that. Finally tonight, Google Doc users were hit with a widespread phishing scam today. So if you got an invite to open a doc from a random stranger, don't do it. I know the voyeur in you is like, what if it was sent to me on accident? It's a love letter. Or maybe it's that dirt on a politician. Or maybe it's homemade erotica. Don't open it. They'll have your bank account routing number. Again, it's worth the risk. Don't say I didn't warn you. That's the carryout for May 3rd, 2017. Hey, if you got salt packets in your order last week, we apologize. They weren't salt packets. They were the chemicals that usually are packed with furniture. You know what? It's not going to kill you. Probably won't kill you. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché is going to join us from the Daily Line. We'll talk about the big stories in local politics today. J.B. Pritzker and Governor Rauner running ads. Also, the Thompson Center. What's going on with the Thompson Center? It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.